A low-budget film with a high-profile cast was an audience favorite at this year's Sundance Film Festival. The offbeat romantic comedy Tadpole features Sigourney Weaver, John Ritter, and Bebe Neuwirth in a story set in New York. Bob Mondello calls it a refreshing, low-key alternative to the summer's action movies.
Oscar Grubman qualifies as something of a Renaissance man. He quotes Voltaire, orders from the menu in perfect French, and says he can tell everything he needs to know about a woman by looking at her hands. He is handsome and much in demand at cocktail parties. He is also 15 years old.
The assertion that all man's actions are essentially self-serving has never been taken in the spirit it was intended, which was a quote. A quote. And that's what Adam Smith was really saying in The Wealth of Nations.
Oscar, I'd love to chat more with you about this sometime, or about anything.
Oh, pretty busy with midterms and all.
Anything, anytime.
That's an academic friend of Oscar's parents. His dad, played by John Ritter, is a professor, and his stepmom, played by Sigourney Weaver, is a researcher who is studying the workings of the human heart, entirely unaware that she's captured the heart of her stepson. Oscar has come home from prep school convinced he can sweep his stepmother off her feet. But complications ensue. When he sees her, happily arm in arm with his father, Oscar drowns his teenage sorrows in alcohol and is startled to wake up in the bed of his stepmom's best friend. Tiptoeing out to her kitchen, he gets another surprise.
Morning. Diane's good, isn't she?
Yes. Yes.
I'm Phil, the boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
So how long she been doing you?
Morning.
Oscar here was saying you worked him over pretty good.
Yeah, he had quite a knotted muscle.
Ooh. My God, the pain right here in my shoulder.
Took a lot of work. Thank God my vocation gives me such pleasure.
Her vocation is chiropractor. Clearly, this older woman, underage teen thing could have been very dodgy material, and Oscar's feelings for his stepmom could have been fraught with quasi-Oedipal unsavoriness. But as handled by director Gary Winnick, Tadpole plays out as a surprisingly engaging and amusing generation gap comedy. It helps that Aaron Stanford, who plays Oscar, doesn't look 15, he's actually in his early 20s, and that his adolescence is mostly expressed as a combination of mooning around and total panic that his parents can perfectly reasonably assume is caused by raging hormones. The performances are all smart and funny, and so is the script, which negotiates all sorts of tricky hairpin turns in its 73 minutes. The film was shot quickly using a digital video system, so it's not long on visual polish, but there are plenty of pleasant surprises in the writing, as in this exchange between Oscar and his stepmom about scoring on a tennis court.
So that's 1540, right?
The ratio you seem particularly fond of.
Oscar is still thinking that over when her next serve smacks him in the forehead. Well, at least she'll minister to his wounds. And if you're suffering from blockbuster overkill this summer, Tadpole will minister to yours. I'm Bob Mondello.